We must be a community of trust, safety, fairness, respect, and security for all.
Mayor Rosalind Bliss says this involves community conversations, including Grand Rapids police officers, strengthening relationships after a 2017 traffic study revealed black drivers were twice as likely to be stopped by police in Grand Rapids as white drivers. Similarly, Hispanic drivers also experienced disparities. Mayor Bliss created listening sessions to address the problem.
We created a police policy and procedure review task force, made up of residents from every single ward and Grand Rapids police personnel from every rank. The task force is examining policies and procedures, police officer training, particularly around implicit bias and responding to youth, and officer hiring practices. This work is being facilitated by 21st Century Policing, which has assisted cities and law enforcement agencies across the country with collaborative approaches to strengthening community and police relations.
The city also created youth strategies building relationships with officers, including the Pathway to Policing program.
This initiative is open to Boys and Girls Club members and is led by our police officers and the Boys and Girls Club. It provides mentoring, hands-on training, test preparation, interview skill development, and life skills, while providing a solid foundation that can assist students for any career that they choose. The Pathways to Policing is also a recruitment initiative for our police department, with the potential to create a police force that better reflects the diversity of our city.
City of Grand Rapids Police Chief David Rahinsky initiated a youth advisory council where school students meet with the chief, sharing law enforcement issues impacting their worlds. Patrick Center, WGVU News.